الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, in the famous hadith of Salman Farsi رضي الله تعالى عنه, that on the last night of Sha'ban, he says Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم exhorted us about the value of this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. Wa khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhir yawmin min Sha'ban fa qala ya ayyuhan nas qad adallakum shahrun adheemun mubarakun shahrun fihi layla khayrun min alf shahr shahrun ja'ala Allahu siyamahu fariidatan wa qiyama laylihi tatawwa'a man taqarraba fihi bi khasla كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه وهو شهر الصبر وثوابه الجنة وشهر المواساة من فطر فيه صائما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وعتق رقبته من النار إلى آخر الحديث. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially enumerated what a graceful and bountiful occasion and chance and opportunity this Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan constitutes. Certain things were highlighted in that hadith, one particular aspect. He said, Shahrul Muwasat. He said, this month of Ramadan is the month to help one another. Mutual sympathy, concern. Identify with the plight of the disadvantaged and the needy and the poor. There are multitudes of verses in the Quran, multitudes of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein we are exhorted, spend, spend, spend. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran describes the muttaqeen, the people of taqwa. Ramadan was given for taqwa. One place Allah describes, Allah says, Jannat is prepared for the muttaqeen. U'iddat lil muttaqeen. Who are the muttaqeen? First quality that the Quran tells us, Alladhina yunfiquna fis sarra'i wad darra. They are those who spend. Not only when they are rich, when they are poor. Fissarra wad darra. Ulama say, sakhawat, generosity, this is a kayfiyat of the heart. Become generous. This exhortation is very, very emphasized in our shariat and our deen. Human nature, we tend to have a proclivity towards miserliness, naturally. Hame maal jama karna achi tarah aate hai, lekin kharch karna nahi aate. We know how to accumulate and we know how to gather. We don't know how to spend. Khayru maal al abd, Khalid bin Ma'dan rahimahullah used to say, the best type of money that Allah can give you, the best wealth that you have, is that which you benefited from, not which you hoarded. Used it to earn your akhirat. And he said the worst type of wealth is a miserly person. Every morning he's checking his bank balance. Every morning he's checking how much he's worth. He looks at the wealth looks at him. And such is his love and attachment to that wealth, he can't part with it. So eventually he goes back, he leaves the world. He leaves the world having not utilized the wealth which Allah gave him. Then Khalid bin Ma'dan rahimahullah says, Hisabuhu alayk wa naf'uhu li ghayrik. Pagal, bewakuf, you foolish human being who hoarded the wealth of this world, didn't spend it in the way of Allah. After you are in your qabr, others are going to benefit from which you hoarded. But you will have to give hisab to Allah for every penny. So you never even got the benefit and you will have to give the hisab. This is actually insan's nadani, his foolishness. More than 78 places in the Quran, Allah exhorts us, yunfiqoon, yunfiqoon, bi amwalihim wa anfusihim. Amwalihim wa anfusihim. More than 78 places in the Quran, Allah is commanding us spend. And what is ajeeb? Look at the sequence by which the Quran exhorts us. Yunfiquna bi amwalihim wa anfusihim. Who are they? They are those that spend of their wealth and their lives. Now if you look at the sequence, whenever Allah talks of spending, mal jan, wealth, life, the sequence should have been jan and then wealth. Should have been bi anfusihim wa amwalihim. Because if you are not alive, you are not there, you don't have jan, there's no question, no point of spending. Why does the Quran turn the sequence around? Why does Allah mention wealth first, then jan? Ulama explained this, the ulama of tafsir, they say today a man's love for wealth is more than his own life also. He'll sell his soul for his wealth. He'll give up everything for wealth. Because this heart is so attached. This is why Quran mentions wealth first, then life. And understand, my respected brothers, this is Allah's sunnat and Allah's system. Ulama say, Allah's patience, Allah's tolerance, Allah's love, Allah's relationship with a sakhi, pious person never breaks. And Allah's relationship with a bakhil and miserly person is never established. Jannat, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you ask for Jannat, don't ask just for Jannat. He said, ask for Firdaus, the highest Jannat. It's mentioned in the riwayat that after Allah created Firdaus, one word comes in hadith, Hadiratul Quds, special name of Firdaus. And this is what we call VIP Jannat. That Jannat which is mentioned in hadith, no angel has seen it yet. No Nabi of Allah has seen that Jannat. Allah keeps it locked. It will only be open at the time of entry into that Jannat. Highest VIP, Saqfuha Arshur Rahman. The roof of it is the arsh of Allah. It's mentioned in the hadith, after creating Firdaus, Allah addressed it and said, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي. I take a qasam and an oath on my dignity and my honor. لَا يُجَاوِزُنِي فِيكِ بَخِيل. I will never allow a miserly person to enter you. A miserly person will never enter Firdaus. أَيُّدَاءٍ Adwa min al bukhl. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what sickness, what malady, what spiritual damnation can be worse than being a miserly person? Al bakhil, ba'idum min Allah, ba'idum min al nas, ba'idum min al jannah. O kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said a miserly person will be very far away from Allah. People will hate him also. He'll be very far away from the people also. And he will be very, very far away from Jannat. One of the du'as which Rasulullah ﷺ taught us, he sought Allah's protection from being miserly. Min al-jubni wal-bukhl. Inni a'udhubik. He says, Ya Allah, please protect me. Protect me from being amongst the ranks of the miserly ones. Allah tells us, سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That wealth which they hoarded and were miserly with, we will wrap it around their necks on the day of judgment. It comes in hadith that wealth will be turned into a black serpent, will chase this person. Ana maluk, ana kanzuk, ana maluk, ana kanzuk. You hoarded me, you loved me, you never spent. Now I am that same wealth. A serpent will be chasing this person. I am your khazana and I am your wealth. Intelligent person is that person who utilizes his wealth to earn his akhirat. Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala an, the great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Hussein bin Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, when he would see a poor person, he would spend on that person and then he would profusely thank that person and then he would say, Ya Allah, shukr to you. Ya Allah, I owe my gratitude to you that you sent a transporter to collect my goods for Jannat from me. Generosity. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I find in my heart reservation of mort and death. I fear death. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, mafhum of the hadith, do you have wealth? He said, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, spend it in the way of Allah. Why? Because mal, whichever direction you send it in, your heart is going to follow that. Send your wealth to Jannat, the heart will aspire for Jannat. Hoard your wealth in this world, the heart will aspire for dunya. As I mentioned, sakhawat, becoming generous, this is an extremely important sifat and quality of a believer, and particularly of a da'i, those engaged in the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is so important. Look at the expression in Quran. Lan tanalul bir. Lan tanalul bir. There's no easy way to translate this, but the vehemence that is found in this. In our layman's terms, bhul jao. Forget about it. Never going to happen. Impossible. Allah says it is impossible that you will attain true piety. It is impossible that you will get kamale qurb, closeness to Allah. It is impossible that you will truly connect with Allah. Lan tanal, forget about it. Not going to happen. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun, until you don't spend in the way of Allah that which you love. If you will not do this, you will not find Allah. You won't get true piety and taqwa. Being rich and being poor is not a condition. This jazba, the zeal to spend. Sahaba said, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them that, if you feed a fasting person at the time of iftar, Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will give you freedom from Jahannam. They say, Laysa kulluna yajidu ma yufattiru sa'im. Ya Rasulullah, most of us don't have enough to give the fasting person. That was the level of their poverty. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi said, give him a sip of milk. Give him a few droplets of water. On that also Allah will reward you. On that also, because in Allah's court, it's not quantity, it's quality. Man who had 2 dirhams and gave 1 dirham, gave half his wealth. Man who's got millions and gave 10,000, he's given a percentage of his wealth. The two will not be the same. Allah weighs your deeds. You don't have to be rich to spend. It is important to develop this quality of being of generosity. This is the road to make yourself beloved to Allah and beloved to the people also. First khutbah. أَوَّلُ خُطْبَةٍ خَتَبَهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. My Nabi reached Medina Munawwara, the first khutbah that he gave. As the Mayusuf Sahib rahmatullah mentions in Hayatul Sahaba, this riwayat, Inna Allah istakhlasa hadha ad-deen li nafsi. Allah chose this deen of Islam for himself. Allah, inna ad-deena inda Allahil Islam. Deen in the sight of Allah is Islam. Allah blessed you with Iman and Islam. And then what did my Nabi say? First khutbah, فَأَحْسِنُوا صُحْبَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ. Beautify, husn, beautify, make beautiful, make attractive your relationship with Islam. In other words, this association with you and Allah, that you are a Muslim, Allah chose this for you. Beautify it and perfect it by doing 2 things, my Nabi said, by becoming generous and having good akhlaq and character. And then he went on. He said, "Inna sakha, generosity, shajaratun min al-jannah. It is a tree in Jannat. Aghsanuha fi dunya. The branches of that tree are in this dunya. Faman kana minkum sakhiyan, la yazalu muta'alliqan bi ghusnin minha, hatta yuridahu Allahu al-jannah." My Nabi said, develop generosity. You will be holding on to that branch of generosity from Jannat, and it will not leave you. More generous you are, it will transport you into Jannat. And then he said, "Inna luma shajaratu min an-nar." He said, "Bakhili, doing a makki choose, being a miserly person, lacking generosity." He said, "This is a tree of Jahannam. It is a tree of Jahannam.
Its branches are in this world. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ لَئِيمًا لَا يَزَالُ مُتَعَلِّقًا بِغُسْنٍ مِّنْهَا حَتَّى يُورِدَهُ اللَّهُ النَّارِ My Nabi said, if you will be miserly, you have caught hold of this tree of Jahannam and it won't leave you till it transports you into Jahannam. Allah save us. And then he said, السَّخَاءُ فِي اللَّهِ السَّخَاءُ فِي اللَّهِ السَّخَاءُ فِي اللَّهِ For Allah's sake, my ummah become generous. Sahaba say, in Ramadan, his generosity, generally his generosity was such, Allahu ajwadul ajwad. He said, Allah is the most generous. And after Allah, I, your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ana ajwadu bani Adam. I am the most generous of the entire humanity. And Sahaba say, in Ramadan, look at the analogy. They say, ajwad min ar-rihil mursala. You know, when a wind blows, it touches everything. It enters every home. The coolness reaches everywhere. They say my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would become more generous than a blowing wind in Ramadan. Once there's 30,000 dinars. He never kept anything. He spent. He taught the ummah this. Today we think the money is getting less. Hoarding, hankering, holding on to it. Allah's system is something else. He said protect your wealth with zakat. Protect your wealth with zakat. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ My Allah says, anything you spend in my way, you will get it back. Allah will give it back to you, and not just one and two. أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا Many, many times, this is Quran. My Nabi said, مَا نَقَسَ مَالٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ The wealth of no man diminished through charity. Today we talk of the plight of the poor, the suffering that is happening around us. This should be inspiring generosity within us. Allah will protect your wealth. In fact, there's one verse in the Quran, Ajib. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَ تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا Allah commands, when it comes to spending, unfortunately we're already running out of time, but very, very briefly, when it comes to spending, there is that spending which is compulsory. That is zakat. There's no room for maneuvering. Zakat is compulsory. Allah in this verse commands Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to collect the zakat of the ummah. Take from their wealth. What will happen? Allah will purify it. Allah will protect it. And then? إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ Allah and His Malaika are sending and continue sending salawat on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this verse, Allah says, tell your ummah to give their zakat. And those that give their zakat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded by Allah that you send salawat on them. صَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ My Nabi, send salawat on them. Inna salataka sakanul lahum. Your salawat for them will be sukoon, it will be tranquility, it will be rahmat. Who? Those that discharge their zakat. So zakat, there's no room for maneuvering. Sadaqatul fitr, to be discharged correctly before the morning of Eid. He said, the one who doesn't pay his sadaqatul fitr, don't come to the Eidgah. Your fast of Ramadan is suspended. Why? Give happiness. Allah gave you wealth. Give happiness to the poor. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Like I said, 30,000 dinars spent. Whatever he had, he spent. The word la didn't exist in his vocabulary. One person comes, Ya Rasulullah, give me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ma indishi, I don't have anything. Whatever I had, I gave it. Then what does he do? He says, وَلَكِنْ ابْتَعْ عَلَيْهِ إِذَا جَاءَنَا مَالْ قَدَيْنَاهُ Go into Medina, go into the bazaar. Buy whatever you need. Tell the person who sells it to you that the debt is upon me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar hearing this. Umar, compassion, concern for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gets worried. Whatever he had, he gave. Now he doesn't have and he's incurring debt. مَا كَلَّفَكَ اللَّهُ مَا لَا تَقْدِرِ Ya Rasulullah, Allah hasn't commanded you with this. This is beyond your ability. Why are you incurring debt? Umar said it out of compassion. What was the reaction? Allahu Akbar. Sahaba say, Rasulullah SAW became so visibly upset that Umar said, don't spend. Don't go to this extent.
He became so visibly upset. كَأَنَّمَا فُقِيَ فِي وَجْهِ حَبَّةُ الرُّمَانِ My Nabi was not like you and I. You want to kill somebody and you smile at him. With him, with Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was an open book. When he was upset, Sahaba could see. بَيْنَهَمَا عِرْقٌ يُدِرُّهُ الْغَضَبِ There used to be a vein that used to protrude between his eyelashes, between his eyebrows. Whenever he would become upset, it would protrude. Sometimes his cheeks would become red, as if you sprinkled pomegranate juice on it. Another Sahabi saw this. Sahaba, they would not worsen the situation, they would calm it down. So what did the Sahabi saw how upset Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became. Umar didn't realize, Umar wasn't looking. So he said, Ya Rasulullah anfiq, anfiq, anfiq. Ya Rasulullah spend, spend. وَلَا تَخْشَ مِنْ ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا And never ever fear shortage from the owner of the arsh. Your Allah has promised the more you will spend, the more He will give. Never fear shortage from the owner of the arsh. Sahaba say, حَتَّى عُرِفَ الْبِشْرِ The expression changed till the happiness and the joy on the face of Rasulullah was evident. And then he pointed to that Sahabi and he said, بِهَذَا أُمِرْتُ This is exactly what my Allah has ordered me to do. Those of us engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh can't call karsun lena. Listen with the ears of Iman. Dawat on the mizaj of Nubuwat without Sakawat is impossible. Dawat on the mizaj of Nubuwat without generosity is impossible. We are fooling ourselves. There is no way in his seerah that we can justify bakhili and miserliness. We have to break that. This month is to break that. Break that attachment. Allah will give you. Have the conviction. To come out, ulama say, if you will discharge what is compulsory, zakat, etc., that takes you out from the warnings of being bakhil, snakes, serpent, all what I mentioned earlier. To come out of that, you will have to discharge what is compulsory. But it doesn't make you sakhi, it doesn't make you generous. All you have done, it's like sometimes when you're traveling from one country to the next country, once you pass immigration this side, they have a small strip of ground. Then is the next country's immigration if you're going by road. They call that gap between the two immigrations no man's land. So if you discharge your zakat, all you have done is you've come out of being bakhil. You haven't entered into being sakhi. You are still in no man's land. How will you become sakhi? Go beyond zakat. Beyond zakat. As I mentioned, for example, the month of Ramadan, specially we are told, iftar, iftar, feed the fasting person. Make it easy for the poor. This opportunity of spending on iftar, etc., on the poor, giving them something to make their iftar with, etc., is specific to Ramadan. So obviously, we will try and highlight that now. Sadaqatul Fitr, specific to Ramadan. Don't give the minimum amount. That's our habit. In this, we look for minimum amount. When you want to buy that car, you don't go look for the cheapest car. When you buy clothing, you don't look for the cheapest clothing. Your furniture, everything else, when you can afford it, you want the best. Why in spending in the way of Allah are we not looking for the best, optimum? So very, very important, my respected brothers. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, spending itself used to be a means of dawat. Sometimes so much generosity he showed. It comes in riwayat that the person went back to his whole tribe and he told them, "Aslim, fa inna Muhammadan yu'ti ata amalla yaksha faqa." I'm saying to all you people, accept Islam, because in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I see a man who spends as if he does not fear any shortage from Allah. Initially, it is difficult. Human nature leans towards bakhili, miserliness. But understand, this is the road to the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shatirun bakhil, shatirun sakhi. The awliya used to say, the people whose hearts had been enlightened, they would say, a generous man who is a sinner, ahabbu ilallah, is more beloved to Allah min sufi in bakhil than a sufi who is in ibadat all the time but is bakhil. So Allah protect you and I from being bakhil, miserly. And very, very important, particularly in this month. And then for the rest of the year also, try to develop this quality of generosity. Allah give us tawfiq.